The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Hello, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Retha.
January 9th. It's only the 9th, Jim.
It's the 10th, isn't it?
No, it's only the 9th.
Oh, jeez. Where am
don't
I at?
Don't rush it any faster than it is.
I'm rushing into the new year too much, Reed. I don't know. I got to slow down a little bit here. But,
I know. We had a little technical difficulty at the top. You don't know what day it is. We're having one of those kind of Mondays, aren't we?
Well, I'll tell you what, our problems aren't the same as some of these companies I'm hearing about. Holy smokes, a lot of stuff going on in the weather and the, wow, there's a lot of stuff going on. I'm watching the news, and it's like when we talk about travel, you really got to check the scoreboard before you take off anywhere, you know? I mean.
I know. My grandson was going on a cruise, and he was coming back through Florida. And I wasn't sure what city he was coming back through, and it was the day they had the problem in Fort Lauderdale was the day I thought he was coming back, but he did come back through Miami. So it's a lot of stuff going on with travel.
You gotta watch what's going on. Well, we got our hot topic coming out. We got Rod Stewart's birthday, Pat Benatar, George Foreman, a lot of birthdays today. Sal Mineo. Ray Bolger.
Ripped from the headline. Today's hot topic.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff going on for hot topics. My hot topic this morning is the Golden Globes. They happened last night, and I didn't get to see all of them. I have to confess. I have to go online and look at the opening cut. The opening thing was supposed to be a great big skit that was different from anything they've ever done, and I happened to miss that part. But overall, what I saw of the Golden Globes, they looked like they were pretty good. Seems like La La Land just swept everything. They got like 7 Golden Globes. It's now the most Golden Globed movie ever, which amazes me. I've seen La La Land, and I don't get it. I love musicals. I was so excited to see this movie. And it's supposed to be an homage to the early musicals, but modern day, and I didn't get the modern day feeling. I didn't get the homage feeling. I didn't think the two leads were that great. I thought it was okay. But apparently the Golden Globes and Hollywood and the foreign press loved it. So who am I to say, you know, go see La La Land on your own and, you know, you decide. There were some disappointments. There were some people that, you know, were surprises. But overall, I thought the Golden Globes were pretty good. Let's see who the Oscars go to, who the SAG Awards go to. Who knows? I think it's going to be very interesting. Usually it's, you know, if it gets the Golden Globe, it goes on and on and on and on. But I'm not sure this time. I think we might have different people winning depending on who's voting. So we'll see. And your hot topic?
Well, Reese, we got, you know, everybody's waiting for Donald Trump to be, when is he going to do a press conference? Well, Wednesday he's going to be doing his press conference. So tune in. And then, folks, January 20th, 12 noon, at high noon, he will be the new president of the United States, and Obama's going to be giving his farewell speech coming up in a few days, and moving
he's
on
giving
to
it in Chicago too. Can you believe he's going to Chicago?
In Chicago.
I don't know if that's a wise move. That's not
a little
safe
snowy
place.
Out there. A little bit snowy. We got some weather.
It's snowy and it's dangerous.
Oh yeah, yeah. But anyway, we got a we got some stuff going on with these brick stores, Reese. The brick and mortar stores are having a little problem. I'm not going to go over the whole list, but Macy's, who you remember, is closing down 100 stores, but that's 10,000 employees out of work. But, you know, overall, it's only 15% of their stores, but still 100 stores. And then, that's the whole scenario with online shopping. And then we got, they said 17 people in custody over Kim Kardashian West gunpoint heist at Kim's apartment in Paris. $10 million in jewelry was taken during the Fashion Week robbery. And, the terrible shooting at the airport, the gun used by the gunman was once taken away from him, believe it or not, and then returned to him. And then Reef and I were chatting about the weather a little bit. Check before you go anywhere because there's a lot of stuff going on. The Northern California and West Nevada, a lot of rain, millions in California and Nevada, brace for, they say, what's going to be a massive flood, biggest coming up in 10 years. The Sacramento River is rising, and they say there's, I don't know if you know the area around Reno, but they got a Truckee River up there, and that's going to be overflowing its banks. 48 inches of snow in Mammoth, forced to close down the snow, the ski slopes up there, and they say the worst storm in 10 years. There's been 10 deaths related to this. And Virginia has freezing rains, and just a lot of stuff going on with the weather. And I don't know if you guys remember, Risa, do you remember the big tree? That big tree that you could drive through. You remember the pictures?
Right.
Okay. Well, no more. The big tree fell down, and it just crumbled from age, weather, whatever. And it fell down. So. Anyway,
well, that brings us up to our first commercial, Jim.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. We do it the easy way.
Speaking about the easy way, guess who we have as a guest today?
Well, I try to get Eric to call in every once in a while, but it's kind of hard because he's rocketing all over the place and building up the station and all that. He's pulling a lot of directions, but I think I talked him into coming up, so I don't know. Let's see if we got him. Eric, we on board here? Do we have you?
The one, the only,
I love that. I have to say thank you to Michael Dade for putting together that song. He did an amazing job, and he's famous now.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Radio Boomers
so
Live.
Cool.
Yeah, shout out to all of our group members, too. The Easy Way Broadcasting group members, we're up to almost 1,600 quality members that are really engaging and really enjoying what we're doing. Shout out to our almost 8,000 members for Hollywood the Easy Way, all of our subscribers. I really love you guys, and I'm glad to be on. Got some info for you guys.
Yes, the groups are moving along. I don't know, Reef, are you in groups? You don't really have much time to get into these groups, do you?
I don't have time to do it. I feel bad because I miss so many things because I get so many emails and stuff. Like you said, when you're in large groups like that, there's a lot of stuff going on.
You're gonna need to make the time, Reetha, because these groups. What I really wanted to talk about today, the testimonials and the case studies. I mean, we've had so many people
that have had so many benefits. I mean, recently through the group, a friend of mine owns one of the largest food banks in Los Angeles. There's a big event they have coming up with the mayor and the governor and Red Cross. And he ended up meeting one of the producers that basically, you know, does the Our Easy Way TV stuff, which is also an influencer. And they connected on a TV show. Recently, we had a member connect with somebody that ended up getting him a possible Oprah, an own network deal. We've had girls, you know, little kids through their parents, you know, come on set and end up getting to be actors and getting scenarios. We've had investment situations. I mean, people are getting so many amazing situations happening just off networking the easy way. I mean, it just pleases my
heart.
They're
meeting up. Yeah. It's amazing, this online stuff. And, you know, could you, Reetha, are you enjoying what's going on now, or did you find it, you know, a little bit more peaceful when all we had back in the 60s was the telephone and the radio and so on and so forth? How do you, I mean, it seems like you're enjoying this new tech world, right?
I enjoy the tech thing, but it can be a little bit overwhelming for the baby boomers, and I get that. And that's one of the things that Eric works really hard at, is trying to simplify it so even us baby boomers can figure out how to get information, how to stay in touch,
speaking,
and how to just network.
Speaking of simplifying, our app is going to be very simple. We're doing some new changes to the app and the website this year to make it very simple for people to connect. And ultimately, you know, we're a full-fledged, all-around marketing and media firm that specializes in social media. And we're going to make it very simple for everybody to help boost them in their, you know, progression and efforts for success. We also have I wanted to mention too, Reetha, you know, and I know you speak and you talk about tech and stuff. I'm on the board of a very large speaking coalition, which Allison Larson, one of our JV alliances, founded, called the West Coast Speaking Coalition. So now Easy Way will be involved with all the big stages and a lot of big business and speaking type of events. And we'd love to have you join the coalition. And Dad, you're going to be speaking about your cancer situation. And we're just going to be really sharing our story and inspiring a lot of people, I think. Everybody's story.
Yeah, it's amazing. So, you know, that's the thing where we couldn't really get it out back in those days, and now, you know, people can meet.
I can't agree with that. We've always been getting our word out. We've been all over Google. We've been blowing people up for a long time.
No, I'm talking about back
time.
In the 60s.
I want to make sure.
you had to call and you had to write and whatever. In fact, I think Reetha used to have a, what do you call it, that little tapper machine, what do you call that? Used to, dot, dot, dash, dash, didn't you have one of those, Reetha, in your office?
Oh, no, I have not used Morse code, okay.
Morse code, yeah. Didn't you have the Morse code?
No.
But no, Eric is on the cutting edge of this stuff. So, Eric, I'll put the question to you. What do you think it would be like if you woke up back in 1965 and you looked for your cell phone, it wasn't there, and you just had your regular dial phone, and that was it? What would it be like?
I'm answering in Morse code. No, I'm just
kidding. That's clever.
To answer that question, I challenge everybody that's listening to the show right now to try to set their phone down and their electronics and read a book, read a magazine, go to the park with your dog, your kids, and don't use electronics. And I can't believe this is me saying this because our whole empire was built around this, but I think it's a really important thing to not use electronics so much. And speaking from personal experience that I will be speaking about on stage and on my radio show Saturday at 1:00 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Voice America. Anyway, I think that Dad, I think I would be able to handle it because I've been trying to train myself. I mean, it's addicting. Electronics nowadays and technology and social media and mobile, and everybody has to have it. You can't live without it. I mean, people are, eventually, watch, mark my words, they're going to have a cell phone that you bring in the shower. You know, it's never going to stop. And I think it's an addicting situation, and people need to realize that.
Everything's
it really
going
is.
Well, and like like I was telling Reith earlier, Eric, it seems to be affecting these brick-and-mortar stores because now you just pull over or you sit in your house and you pick up your phone and you can go shopping on your phone on some app. You just go to the store. So the stores basically have to start changing their techniques and moving more of their products online, I guess.
The televisions, the mobile phones, the touch pads, voice activate, everything, even the televisions now are changing. And I said this a long time ago. I said this before it even happened. The televisions are now internet. I mean, people don't realize, but the next generation is all, it's all apps. Everything that you, I mean, it's not even signal that you're, it's not cable. It's not any of that. It's an app through internet, the same thing that you'd get on your phone, exact same thing, is on the television set. So now what that's allowed the general consumer to do is they are on television now. You can have your YouTube stuff on television and you can watch yourself on TV and you don't have to pay for as much money as you've been. I mean, the mobile side of things, you know, everybody can have their own app. A business is done on an app nowadays. It's not, people still, it's never going to change. People are going to always want to go to the store and buy bread. They're going to always want to go to the store and get a sweater or they're going to want to go to the store.
I don't know, Eric. I've gotten really into shopping online. I have a service that sends me 3 outfits a month and I can rotate them all month long. So I don't even have to buy clothes.
Yeah, but I do agree with you, but you still have to try the clothes on. You still, because I've also bought stuff on Amazon, and I've also bought, I mean, there's advertisements all the time on social media, and I would wait 3 weeks or 2 weeks and finally get my hoodie that I'm all happy for, and it's the wrong size. You know what I mean? So you're still going
to
have
that. That's just that you have to know what you wear and your size and stuff.
Yeah.
But there's all kinds of way now that it's become so much easier than shopping in stores, and I'm an advocate. Learn how to use the internet. Learn how to use your phone.
Man.
Learn how to use your tablet. Because, like you're saying, Eric, that's the way of the future.
And when you think about it, Eric, you know, you kind of know your sizes after a while. You know your shirt sizes and pants and the jackets, you know.
That's when you get our age and we don't change sizes.
Yeah. But no, it's true, and you know, it's really affecting. Like I was talking about Macy's and a lot of these stores, they're all changing, and the technology with Blockbuster, you know, no more, you know, employees and all the room needed. Now it would turn into Redbox, and now I think it's something else. It just gets smaller and smaller and easier to get to. And now you're like your TVs now. Reefa, is it true that you have a 65-inch smart flat screen TV in every room in your house? Is that close?
But for Christmas, I got a 43-inch smart TV.
I got a 43-inch too.
It's great. I love it. And you're talking about the technology changing. I'm trying to make decisions now of whether I'm even going to keep a CD player. The VHS tape is definitely out. My transfer.
Yeah.
DVD to VHS is out. So all of these machines that I'm getting rid of because of the smart TV, and like you said, you just go straight into the internet. I don't have to keep those little jewel cases of 10 million movies anymore. They're
exactly
in the internet.
Yeah. You want to hear a real cool app, piece of technology that I think everybody will be interested in? They work with our coalition. You can now go to an event and literally automatically anybody within the surrounding area have their phone number, their email, their name, and all their social media automatically. You don't have to network anymore.
Do they have to consent to giving you their phone numbers?
They have to be a member of the app. Yeah, they have to have the app, which means they're consenting that they do want to give their information out as well as receive information.
Awesome.
That is amazing. Yeah.
Because you can never find it in pen and paper when you want to take somebody's number. So this would be perfect.
Well, I mean, you think about it. The main reason people go to an event is why? Networking. They want to meet people.
Exactly.
They want to advance their situation. Well, now there's an app that actually does it for you. So you now know that if you put, you know, you spend your money on gas and food and your wear and tear of your life and whatever, you know, you're getting a return with that app. So literally, Rita, we could go to an event. I don't know you. and you don't know me, but I have this app, you have this app. I now have all of your information and I'm automatically connected to you and I can call you the next day.
Now, Reva, you got a technical question. Do apps weigh down your phone? Like if you have 10 apps compared to 30 apps? Or...
Yeah, it's called...
It takes up space on your phone. But
yeah,
it's, nowadays, people are getting large phones. I have like a 128 gigabyte phone, which is thousands of times bigger than my first hard drive. So you got lots of space on your phone.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, so I guess that's a mute point then. You can put on whatever you want in these apps. And the apps are free, right? Or do some apps you have to pay for?
Some you have to pay for. Some are free.
Yeah,
you know what a free app is? I know of a really awesome free app that actually everybody should download. It's called the Easy Way app. And it helps to promote your business for free. How cool is that?
Yeah, promoting your business, that's what it's all about. Saves you so much. People pay so much money for their marketing, and this saves you a lot of money. But anyway, guys, thanks for coming on, Eric. I think we have to.
Well, let me, if I may, I want to make sure that everybody knows about my radio show every Saturday at 1 o'clock, and also the Radio Boomers live show is going to be now visual soon. It'll be on Facebook Live. It'll be on Twitter. It'll be on any of the platforms that allows you to go live. Compliments of Archon mounts, which allow us to. Have a tripod where you can hold four phones at once. And so I do a show and we talk to influencers that give you guys advice, and they're some of the top influencers in the world. So check it out. It's called Easy Talk Live, letter Z, TALKLIVE. And love to hear from you guys. Just go look up Easy Talk Live on Facebook, like that page. Thanks for having me on, guys. And like I said, we have deals with Visa happening, Lamborghini, a whole bunch of interesting stuff. So follow us. And back to Radio Boomers Live.
Radio Boomers Live. We are
and
back. Thank you, Eric, for
time.
Popping in. And it's trick time.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, I'm just going to do a quick tech time. Again, I'm just going to refer back to Christmas. I know you got new gadgets, new things. Now you got to figure out how to use them, how to set them up, how to attach them. And the instructions that they send with these gadgets tend to be more than we can comprehend. They tell you to push buttons that you can't find or to swipe this way or swipe that way, and it doesn't seem to work. Sometimes it's almost crazy trying to deal with just setting up your new gadgets and things. But I'm here to tell you, all you have to do is Google. Whatever you want to set up, whatever you want your thing to do, just Google it. More than likely, there's a YouTube video for it. You'd be amazed at what's on YouTube videos. Now, you might have to watch two or three different ones to find out exactly what you need to know to set up or to start using your new gadget, but YouTube and Google are your best friends for your new gadget. Just go on Google, type in what you wanted to do. It doesn't even have to be exact wording. It's one of the few things on the internet. It doesn't have to be exact. But basically, if you have your model number and the name of your equipment, you can find out how to use it, how to take advantage of it, what's the best way to use it, all of that on Google, and go to YouTube. Same thing. Do a search for your make and model number, and you will find out how to set it up, how to use it. It's great. So remember, Google and YouTube are your best friend for your new tech. And that brings us up to Jim's Gym.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim's from Jim.
Okay, I'm going to, I'm just going to touch base with you guys on some of the top fives and some of the top tens for baby boomers. All right, I'm going to start with, we'll just do it quick because we got Carmelita. I'm waiting to hear Carmelita's show with her interesting guest. But baby boomers' resolutions for the, you know, it's interesting. There's so many different scenarios, but I wanted to find out what they were. So I'm going to go over them real quick. The top 10 baby boomers' New Year's resolutions were, number one, exercising more, 2, losing weight and eating healthier, 3, traveling more often, and 4, assess retirement savings. Oh, of course, we do that all the time. And 5, volunteer for a cause. What happens is when they do 4, access the retirement savings, then they find out they can't afford to travel, so they volunteer more for a cause. But anyway, that's their top resolutions. And here's some of the things they want. I'll just give you a quick 10 and then I'll let it go. What do the baby boomers want? Okay, they want a smaller, nicer house. Big houses are too expensive. They long to live in cities, some of them, that's a lot of them, like the suburbs, and they're tired of driving to different locations, and they do not want group living. They want their privacy. They want to keep working. They want to travel. They want to be healthier, and they're embracing social media. There we go. And they're still dating, and they love nostalgia. That's why some of these bands back from the old days are becoming popular. But anyway, I'll let it go at that because I think we're getting time. Our time frame is moving into Carmelita's Corner. So I'll let it go at that brief and moving right along.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning. And good morning, and good morning. And thanks for that applause. Anyway, I have a wonderful guest about to come on. Her name is Onita Polk. She was born in Erie, Pennsylvania, and she eventually wound up here on the West Coast, and she's done so much in the entertainment arena as well as the modeling field. She also graduated from John Roberts Powers Modeling School in Detroit. And she eventually made her way into the advertising agencies full-time, and then she was affiliated with NBC, ABC, Capitol Records, RCA Records, Paramount Studios, Walt Disney Productions, and she has been associated with so much, and she also graduated from Loyola Marymount University with a bachelor's degree in TV productions, and then she moved to Las Vegas, where she is coming to us now. Good morning, Onita. Are
Hola,
you there?
¿Cómo estás? Hola, ¿cómo estás bien?
Ay, qué bueno que tú hablas español.
Sí, sí.
Yes. Anyway, I think I gave a lot, but there's so much more to talk about. You are an organization where you have represented many prominent entertainers such as Bruce Garrett of the WCOBM Hollywood, and Marshall Thompson of the Shy Light Chicago, Garland Green of Los Angeles, and Bobby Rose, Las Vegas, Lonnie Clark, formerly of the Marbellettes, Las Vegas, Lady V, Vegas, Jesse James, Atlanta, JJ of the Delphonics, Washington, D.C., and on and on.
Oh, yes.
Can you fill us in on how you came about to have such a fantastic client list?
Oh, my God. You would not be – you'd be surprised. When I moved here, it's all connections, and we all go to different shows to see what's going on. It's just because it's relaxing and fun. We want to support the entertainers. I saw a billboard at one of the bus stops when my car wasn't working on the bus. I'm, sitting there. And I saw this Bruce Garrett ad. I contacted him. He had a radio station show. And that's how I got in touch with a lot of these entertainers, because of his interview shows, just like what you're doing. And people have said, call Miss Polk in California or Las Vegas. She'll get you on the radio. And that's how I met the Shy Lights, the Garland Green, Huck Daniel, and introduced me to a lot of entertainers locally. And it's just amazing. I even met the tribute artist to Ray Charles called Mr. Charles, and he called himself Mr. Charles because he's Charles Middleton, but he, a.k.a. Tribute artist for Ray Charles. So almost every entertainer in China pretty much know who I am, and I try to help and support them as well. And right now I'm working on a project coming up for 2017 with the Flatters Management. Only you can make my dreams come true. So I
yes.
met some of the recent Platters and the Coasters, Marvelettes, and it's just amazing. Vegas is amazing, but a lot of entertainers are not performing on the Strip or downtown of the Fremont. So we try to work out the local venues and make sure they mm-hmm. get paid, you know, performing and all. So right now my other clients would be Bobby Rose and Greg Rose, formerly of the Rose Brothers. So anybody listening, Google the Rose Brothers on Soul Train. They're solo artists now, but right now they're doing their own thing. Okay?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I reached back in my musical history, and I had the pleasure of actually being on a show with one of the Rose Brothers in Las Vegas at the, I think that was called the Fremont Hotel. It's been so long ago now. I'm not quite sure where we were. I just remember doing a show. Absolutely fantastic talent they are, you know. So it was really a pleasure to be on the same bill.
Yes. Right now, the 2017 event, we haven't gotten the date yet, but we're shooting for the Gold Coast, so they can keep in touch with me to find out what's going on in Vegas before they get here, or when they get here. Call me, Onita Polk. It's spelled O-N, E like Edward, D like David, A. Last name Polk, P like Paul, O-L-K. My phone number is 702-715-2853. 702-715-2853, or they can email me, first and last name, Onita Polk, at ymail.com. That's ymail.com, not Gmail. Again, Onita Polk at ymail.com.
And, Onita, can you also give your website address?
I have a website, but I'd rather not give it out because I don't check it all the time, but it's Porsche Productions. Porshay Productions Presents .com.
Yes, and that's a great website too. I did look it up, and yes, you've got a lot going on, girl.
All right.
Yeah. So anyway, I met you actually through one of my dear friends, and I hope she's listening in. And if not, she can always go to the archives with the Easy Way Broadcasting Network, and you know, some of our shows are still in circulation there, and her name is Beverly Hansen, as you know, and our mutual friend of a former member of the Platters, and you know it's amazing what a small world this is. I have a dear friend who is just, how can I say, just graduated to a better world yesterday.
Oh.
And she was supposed to she was supposed to come out here in February, and we were planning to have her honored as one of the, you know, members of Motown, one of the talents at Motown. And her very good friend and my good friend Brenda Holloway just called me this morning. In fact, I am hoping that she's listening in on the other line. We were going to, you know, get together when she came out here to the West Coast, and now she's on another trip. I'm sure she's already in the hands of the Lord.
What's her name?
Her name was Lady Tracy Konigsberg, and she was with Motown many years back in the early days in the 80s. And her daughter, Ms. KMD, we call her, is the daughter of Hal Davis. He's one of the most prolific writers, songwriters that Motown has had. You know, he produced many, many big hits, And you know, I'm sort of like at a loss for words right now, because there's no way I can describe Lady Tracy. She was one of my dearest friends. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she made my husband and I feel so much a part of her family. I mean, every holiday, they mm-hmm. always celebrated the holidays. And one thing about America that I must say, we have wonderful holidays here. You yes. know, I mean, I really enjoy them, and they always made it a point to celebrate each and every one in their beautiful home in Encino.
Okay.
And, yeah, it was a lot of fun, and we're going to miss those days, but I know that, you know, the one thing that we, that is irreplaceable are our memories, you know, that right. we gather up over the years. And that's right. the most important thing that we really achieve while we're here, because, you know, we can't take any of this with us, but we will always cherish our memories.
I have a question. Can you repeat how people can listen in to one of the shows?
Well, actually, you know, we have Easy Way Broadcasting. Easy Way Broadcasting. And you can look that up. And the shows are archived, you know.
Awesome.
So,
that's beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, I'm so happy to have you on, and and all that you're doing in Las Vegas, and your connections here in Los Angeles. And I look forward to seeing you in person. And we're getting ready to wrap it up right now. So is there anything that you want to say before we leave?
D-Fox is performing at Bootleggers this Thursday, the 12th of January. He's there periodically, not every single Thursday. And that will be T-Fox, excellent performer. And then on Fiesta, on Rancho Fiesta, they have Friday and Saturday night performances in the lounge. And then Ichabod's also has a great show on Wednesdays and Saturdays. There's other people during the week, but these are the ones I'm promoting with Robbie Robinson, that used to be a Flair and a Platters. Awesome performer.
Mm-hmm.
85 years old, still performing, playing at sax and singing. Great song.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'd rather say 85 years young because
yes. Okay, I love it.
Obviously, he's still doing his thing, you know?
Yes, he is.
And I want to give a shout out also to Gloria Berlin. I don't know that she knows to listen in, but she was Michael Jackson's realtor. She sold him Neverland Ranch. And
mm-hmm.
today is her birthday.
Wow.
Yeah, actually is her birthday. And then also I have another friend from our world, Audrey Angel Sherborne, whose birthday is coming up January the 12th, and she was Little Richard's girlfriend, I should mm-hmm. say not was, but is, after 50-some-odd years. And she's still going strong, and she was also a very close friend of Lady Tracy. So we're going to all miss Lady Tracy, but we will cherish our memories together.
Well, I appreciate you. I really do. Thank you so much. I'd love to meet you one day.
Oh, we will, very soon, yes. So thank you for being a guest.
Oh, thank you. Talk to you soon.
Okie doke.
Bye-bye.
And that was Carmelita's Corner.
Okay, Carmelita has such interesting guests on. And, you know, you've seen Carmelita at many events. I've seen her at so many events. I was with her on the Queen Mary, and boy, people were coming from all over. There's people from England and that for her group, and she's one interesting lady.
And
but, you know,
she's known a lot of very interesting people, from the Platters to the Motown group and all kinds of people. So I look forward to hearing her guest every week.
I'm surprised that, or maybe I shouldn't be, that, you know, The people we meet, and you know, we're talking about some of the groups from the 60s and whatever, but they're all like rolling into the social media aspect with no problem. You know, I mean, you're meeting people in their 70s or older, and like there was a guy I saw the other night, he was about 85, and he had his iPad reading a book, you know. So it seems it doesn't seem to be a big wall where they're just not, you know, following through with that, and they're, you know, stubborn and they're just sticking the old ways. Everybody's transitioning because it's not complicated, you know. Seems to be the way.
It's one of those things that everybody's going to have to do it. The day's going to come when you will not be able to do business on this earth without being in some way connected with the internet, all of the different apps, and just doing business that way. Like you said, the brick and mortars are going out of business, and a lot of it is because they were late adopters to online.
And you know,
the other thing is that they're not mentioning, I'm sure Macy's does a fair share of business online. So I think part of it may be just the evolution of things. It's just going to go that way. And if
this,
the businesses don't set up good websites and operate well, they're not going to survive in the marketplace.
They're not going to survive. They're falling to the wayside. And this group situation is a really amazing way people are meeting with Eric's groups, the Easy Way Broadcasting Group. And boy, I'll tell you, it's growing like wildfire, and there's all kinds of notable people in these groups. And it's a very interesting way to meet. The whole, you know, social aspect of this is changed. And you know, this new TV scenario, we're right now in the total transition. It's happening today with people just going out buying these smart TVs. And all the other ones are becoming obsolete, especially those old plasmas and everything. You could pick them up for nothing now at a Goodwill store. But it's all going smart TV, and you just go on to your television, and there's the internet, you know. That's going to really change, probably even more so, the app situation, wouldn't you think, with all the smart TVs?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's leading up to firing cable stations, you know, cable companies, because you can watch what you want.
So, Reese, what's the deal with that? What's the deal with that? Now, you buy a smart TV. Does that mean you could call your cable company up and say, turn it off, I don't need it, and you plug your TV into the wall?
You'd have to go onto the internet. You do have to go onto the internet. So you do have to have access to the internet. But
okay, so you need your internet.
There are all these apps on the internet that will take, you know, like Hulu, or you can rent videos, or even Amazon.com, you can rent videos, you can buy videos, but they don't send you the disc anymore. They just download it to your TV.
And
it lives on their site. And then whenever you want to watch it, if you buy it, you can watch it.
Yeah.
So
you don't need cable going into your box anymore, because all you need is your Wi-Fi internet connection, right? You don't need a cable going into your TV.
Right. Now, you do pay for it. It's like going to an a la carte restaurant. You pay for it a la carte. So you might buy this movie for $4.99 and this movie for 99 cents and this music video for $1.29. So you do pay. It's not like you don't pay, but you don't pay for things that you don't want.
You don't pay for that. Well, Reese, it's time to wrap it up again. And, guys, tune in next week, Reese and I, Radio Boomers Live, and we'll talk to you then.
Absolutely. Have a great week, and welcome to 2017. It's your life.
Yeah.
Live it.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.